Arctic weather conditions have been hard on us humans in recent days, but there might be positive impacts when it comes to curbing unwelcome bugs. Dr. Rob Vanette studies just that at the University of Minnesota, the cold weather tolerance of invasive critters, especially the EAB, the emerald ash borer. It's been taking a toll on ash trees across the region. Vanette says that bugs generally succumb at higher rates in Minnesota, but Wisconsin's temperature plunge could take a toll on the EAB.
When emerald ash borer first showed up in Minnesota in 2009, we immediately started to ask these questions about what winter temperatures might do to this insect. And we've been following it ever since then.
How is the cold impacting it, or what do you know so far?
Well, currently in Minnesota, there are only four counties that are infested, two in the Twin Cities, and then two in the southeastern corner of the state. What's been surprising is that although the insect has been here since 2009, it hasn't spread out of those areas.
I read that 34% of larvae die at 10 below zero, 79% at 20 below, and 98% expire at 30 below. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I should let you give the graphic details of what occurs at those low temperatures.
When the temperatures get that cold, the insect's bodies begin to develop ice. As that ice is forming, as those ice crystals are growing, they're literally puncturing all the tissues and organs within the insect, and that's what ultimately kills it.
Are we talking about the actual temperatures, or is it the wind chill effect?
It is definitely not the wind chill. These insects don't experience the wind. They're hanging out beneath the bark of an ash tree, and so it's the absolute temperature is what's going to be affecting their population.
Does that mean it needs to be at least a 10 below days or weeks?
What our research has shown so far is that it just has to get to that low temperature just for a few seconds, and that should be enough to kill emerald ash borer.
One good thing about the cold snap that we've had, even though it doesn't compare to your kind of weather, is that it does kill certain little creatures that may be nuisances.
Yes. I work with a group of students, and we put together a little fact sheet on that. You know, these are pest insects that are also a problem in Wisconsin. So we talk about things like toddling moths periodically can be pests on apples. Those only take it to about minus 10. For gypsy moths, which are an issue in the state, those begin to die as temperatures get around minus 17. So there are other insects that certainly are being set back when we have these really cold temperatures.